Hello and welcome. Today, we're going to explore the Brady List, a critical tool in ensuring fairness, transparency, and accountability within our criminal justice system. You may have heard of it in connection with landmark Supreme Court cases like Brady v. Maryland and Giglio v. United States, which require prosecutors to disclose evidence that may impact a defendant's guilt, punishment, or the credibility of key witnesses, including law enforcement officers. But what makes the Brady List so important today? Let me walk you through its key functions and how it's changing the way justice is served. First and foremost, the Brady List ensures enforcement discretion. It's crucial to understand that this platform does not rely on machine learning, artificial intelligence, or any other automated coded mechanisms to make decisions. This list is human-driven, preserving the nuanced discretion necessary for each case. Law enforcement agencies maintain control over the process, making sure that officers' conduct is evaluated fairly and accurately. Next, the platform is designed to empower prosecutorial disclosure. While prosecutors have long been required to share Brady material, this can be a complex and time-consuming task, especially across large jurisdictions. The Brady List simplifies this by automating the compilation of data across entire jurisdictions, ensuring prosecutors have what they need to fulfill their disclosure obligations effectively and efficiently. It's a groundbreaking resource that streamlines the process of identifying potential credibility issues. But that's not all. The Brady List also enables judicial oversight in a way never before possible. It is the first platform of its kind that serves the judiciary by ensuring the proper delivery of Brady material disclosures. This means judges now have a direct line to review whether Brady evidence has been handled and disclosed appropriately, safeguarding the integrity of the trial process. At the heart of this innovation is a commitment to building trust in the community through transparency. Unlike closed-door systems, this Brady List is and always will be open to the public. By giving everyone from legal professionals to everyday citizens access to this information, we foster an environment of openness and accountability, critical to maintaining public confidence in the justice system. Finally, the Brady List is about demonstrating accountability across the board. It encourages law enforcement, prosecutors, and the judiciary to showcase their entire workflow, from the intake of complaints through categorization, investigation, and the final resolution. By documenting each step, the Brady List provides a clear, transparent record of how justice is pursued and delivered, ensuring that the highest standards of conduct are maintained. In summary, the Brady List is revolutionizing the way we ensure fairness in our justice system. By promoting discretion, empowering prosecutors, enabling judicial oversight, and fostering transparency, it stands as a beacon of accountability. Thank you for joining me, and remember, an informed and transparent justice system is one where trust and fairness can thrive. Oregon's criminal justice system is facing a profound crisis, one rooted in its failure to comply with the U.S. Constitution's requirements for fair trials. A central part of this issue is Oregon's refusal to adopt a Brady List, which tracks law enforcement officers with a history of misconduct. Under Brady v. Maryland, prosecutors are required to disclose exculpatory evidence, including law enforcement misconduct that could undermine the prosecution's case. Yet, Oregon's disorganized approach to these obligations is leading to systemic failures of justice. The recent case of State v. JDB, 2023, is a stark example of this failure. In this case, the state neglected to disclose crucial evidence related to the credibility of key witnesses, potentially impacting the outcome of the trial. This case isn't an isolated incident, but rather part of a broader pattern in which critical evidence, such as use of force reports or officer misconduct records, goes unreported, violating defendants' constitutional rights. How are Brady disclosures allegedly handled in Oregon? In theory, Oregon requires prosecutors to disclose all exculpatory evidence, including evidence that could impeach law enforcement officers who testify in criminal cases. However, the absence of a formal Brady List leaves gaps in the system. Prosecutors often don't have comprehensive access to officer misconduct records or complaints, which can include falsifying reports, excessive force, or other integrity issues. The result is an informal, often incomplete disclosure process, where essential information that could exonerate defendants is hidden or delayed. Oregon's current governor, Tina Kotek, holds the highest executive power in the state and is responsible for overseeing reforms in the criminal justice system. However, despite the known systemic issues with Brady compliance, Governor Kotek has not taken meaningful steps to ensure the adoption of a Brady list or similar transparency mechanisms. When questioned, the administration often points to local control over law enforcement agencies as a reason for inaction. But there is more that Governor Kotek could do. She has the authority to issue executive orders mandating a statewide Brady list, or could push for legislation that ensures law enforcement misconduct records are publicly tracked and disclosed in criminal cases. The Attorney General of Oregon, Ellen Rosenblum, is responsible for upholding the law and ensuring justice is served. However, her office has not led significant initiatives to address the widespread Brady violations occurring throughout the state. AG Rosenblum could implement statewide policies that require all law enforcement agencies to track and report officer misconduct, ensuring that this information is made available to prosecutors and defense attorneys. Instead, these systemic issues persist, as demonstrated in State versus JDB, where the failure to disclose exculpatory evidence resulted in questions of whether justice was truly served. AG Rosenblum has the power to direct statewide reforms that would hold law enforcement and prosecutors accountable for these failures. Martha L. Walters, the Chief Justice of the Oregon Supreme Court, is in a unique position to push for judicial oversight on Brady compliance. The judiciary plays a critical role in enforcing disclosure requirements and ensuring that both prosecutors and law enforcement comply with constitutional obligations. Yet Chief Justice Walters has not spearheaded any significant reforms or issued directives to improve compliance in the lower courts. Oregon courts could, for example, require stricter pretrial hearings to ensure that Brady material is being disclosed properly, or mandate that prosecutors provide certification of their compliance with Brady obligations. These judicial safeguards are crucial, but have not been implemented, allowing cases like State versus JDB to slip through the cracks. While the Secretary of State, LaVon Griffin-Vallad, does not have direct oversight over criminal prosecutions, her office is responsible for government accountability and transparency. She could take a more active role in promoting a statewide initiative for public access to officer misconduct records, including those relevant for Brady disclosures. Griffin-Vallad's office could conduct audits or issue public reports on Oregon's failure to meet its Brady obligations, shining a light on this constitutional crisis. The Department of Public Safety Standards and Training, POST, in Oregon, led by Eric Skablix, certifies law enforcement officers and oversees standards for training. While POST is tasked with maintaining records of officer certification, it has not played an active role in ensuring that officer misconduct is tracked or reported as part of Brady compliance. Skablix could implement policies that require all instances of misconduct to be reported and cataloged in a statewide Brady list accessible to prosecutors. However, this has not occurred, and the gaps in disclosure continue to jeopardize fair trials. The Oregon State Bar, currently headed by David Wade, regulates attorney conduct and could enforce stricter rules on prosecutors who fail to disclose exculpatory evidence. Prosecutors who consistently violate their Brady obligations should face disciplinary action. The bar could also lobby for legislative changes that enforce Brady compliance or require more extensive training on this issue. Yet, the bar has not taken a leading role in addressing the systemic failures outlined in cases like State versus JDB, where the non-disclosure of critical evidence compromised the fairness of the trial. Oregon is not in compliance with its constitutional obligations, as demonstrated by cases like State versus JDB. This recent case reveals a troubling trend of prosecutors failing to disclose exculpatory evidence in direct violation of the defendant's rights under the 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendments. The lack of a formal Brady list exacerbates these issues, allowing misconduct by law enforcement officers to go unchecked and unreported. Adopting a statewide Brady list could prevent further violations and restore fairness to Oregon's criminal justice system. Such a list would ensure that law enforcement records related to misconduct, use of force, and internal complaints are properly tracked and disclosed to defense attorneys. Without it, prosecutors continue to operate in the dark, often unintentionally withholding critical evidence, as was seen in State versus JDB. This systemic failure violates the rights guaranteed under the 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendments and results in wrongful convictions, costly appeals, and overturned cases. Beyond the legal costs, the state's refusal to comply with Brady obligations erodes public trust in the criminal justice system. Each violation undermines the very foundation of due process, and the consequences could be severe, not just for individual defendants, but for the integrity of the entire judicial system. Oregon taxpayers may end up footing the bill for avoidable legal battles, including wrongful conviction lawsuits and retrials caused by undisclosed evidence. The time for action is now. Oregon's leaders, from the governor to the attorney general and judicial system, must implement a formal Brady list to bring the state into compliance with its constitutional obligations. Failure to do so risks further erosion of justice, the public's trust, and significant financial consequences.